Perhaps you've seen them. Colorful pianos around the city for anyone to play. Many of these instruments are courtesy of a family project turned nonprofit called Play Me Again Pianos. Two more pianos will be unveiled next month. So I spoke with the organization's president, Jason Brett, about the goals of the project.
There are many who have kind of come before us in this idea of placing street pianos. And there are quite a few different organizations around the country and around the world who place pianos as part of a festival or a temporary exhibition. We were traveling in Europe several years ago and came across an organization that was doing a similar display, had done one in London, and left a couple of pianos permanently in one of the train stations there in London. One of the reasons we were seeking out these pianos is my son plays piano and has been practicing since he was 5 years old. He has not missed a single day of practice since he started. He believes that he should practice every day that he eats, and he hasn't had a day that he hasn't eaten yet. And in order to keep that streak alive when you're traveling, you can imagine that can be quite a challenge. So finding these public pianos was a real thrill for us because he was able to go sit in the train station and play them. And we went on to Paris, where there was a similar exhibition going on. And so we literally spent a couple of days roaming around Paris looking for public pianos to play and kind of continued that theme. We thought it'd be really great to have such a thing like that here in Atlanta. So we came home and we started looking around and tried to make some connections, and we're not particularly successful.
What year was that?
This was 2014, 2013. So we decided that we would just jump in and do it ourselves. And that's how Play Me Again Pianos was formed. Shortly after we launched, about 6 months after we launched, we did find another organization here in Atlanta that was doing something very similar, doing an annual event that we love.
Now, that other organization, was it Pianos for Peace?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And how do your organizations differ?
So the big difference between our two organizations is Pianos for Peace has a great goal and a message that they're trying to present through their activities. And they do festivals here in Atlanta, and I think they're doing a few other cities now as well, where they take a couple of dozen or more pianos and place them outside for a few weeks, and they donate them to different facilities. And it's a great program. Our desire and wish was for piano music to fill the city all the time on the streets. And so we approached this from the perspective of looking for permanent locations, finding sheltered places. Now, almost all of our pianos are outdoors, so there are weather concerns that we have to watch. We've had a few incidents where rain has gotten into pianos and has required some special maintenance. In general, however, they're extremely hardy. We've been really surprised. Our first piano was placed in March of 2016, so March of last year. We've recently had more than weather issues. We had a squirrel climb inside and decided that the squirrel liked piano too.
Oh, forget,
it was delicious.
Forget kitten on the keys. You've got squirrel inside you've got squirrel on the sounding board.
Yes, absolutely. We had to actually have the action removed, and our technician took it away for a few weeks and rebuilt it and back in service, just put it back in service last week.
So. Where do you acquire the pianos?
So far, with one exception, all of our pianos have come from donations from families who find out about our project and say, hey, I've got a great piano for you. The only exception to that is still a donation, but it was our first piano. It was my mother's piano as a child, and a few years ago, upgraded, got a new piano. This one was getting rather old, so we thought we'd give it a last little lease on life and make it our first piano, our first public piano.
The first place I ever saw public pianos was in Denver, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
along the light rail line. And downtown, mm-hmm. it was just fabulous because they're frequent. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like there's one at just about every stop. And these were all uprights, felt like turn of the 20th century. and just tinny enough to, you know, invoke sounds of the Wild West. Mm-hmm. How do you maintain your pianos? And are yours those old-fashioned uprights?
Some of them are. They range in size. We've got several spinets out. We've also got a couple of upright. We've got three uprights in the warehouse right now that we're looking for homes for. We also have a grand that is earmarked for a location to be named later. It'll be an indoor location. That one won't go outside. And all of these pianos are nearing the end of their service life. They are many of them may have a crack in the soundboard that can't be repaired anymore, but they're still perfectly playable for a while longer. So our goal is to keep them out of the landfill, keep them from being destroyed, give them a little bit more life, and let them bring joy to the community around them.
How do you identify communities where you place the piano?
We have kind of two approaches. There are a few that we reach out to and say, we'd really like to do something here. Woodruff Arts Center was one of our first. We have two pianos at Woodruff Arts Center. Mostly, however, city governments contact us, or organizations within the community contact us. We're working with the city of Alpharetta right now. Their new Parks and Recreation Director picked up the phone and gave us a call and said, hey, we'd like as many pianos in Alpharetta as you can bring us. And so we're working with them to do that. But recently, we also have gotten calls from management companies that manage major properties here in Metro Atlanta. So many of them come to us through private business who says, hey, we love what you're doing. We'd like to give you a place to host a piano.
I'm thinking this would be such wonderful outreach for communities where people may not be able to afford their own instruments, or where this is the first time a child may ever touch an instrument.
You're absolutely right. We do try to put them in places. We have several pianos in parks. Our first one went to Chastain Park, right next to their new playground that they just reopened last year. We recently opened one at Dunwoody Nature Center. And these are, as you said, exactly, these are places where children come by and they put their hands on the keyboard and we hear stories about them just falling in love with it, and children starting taking piano lessons after they've seen these things for several weeks and they've been touching them and say, I really want to learn how to do this.
Are there any in underserved areas?
Right now, we have not got any in what I would really call an underserved area, but we're working towards that goal. One of the things that we've actually learned about is there's a guy named Steve Warrich. He is a criminal reduction specialist. So he really focuses on helping to reduce crime in communities. And he's a real big advocate of public pianos for that very reason. One of the things that we've just seen over time is communities that have a public piano placed in them, not only does it attract young eyes and new ears and start to win hearts to say, hey, I'd like to learn this instrument, I'd like to make music more a part of my life, it also becomes a center point for the community, a gathering place for people in the community that builds kind of a new level of pride. He specifically pointed out that street pianos create a vibe that helps people care about what goes on in their neighborhood. So it's not just the music, it's the whole space that it creates.
Each piano is decorated by an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell us about some of the designs?
Sure. The first one that we did, Jansen, we name all our pianos. The first piano was painted by an artist named Sergei Cherub. And he's an impressionist, moved to the U.S. From Russia many, many years ago. And it's just got these beautiful sunflowers and poppies and an Italian landscape in a very impressionist style. It's something that you would see on the wall of a gallery on this piano. In other cases, we've had schools and classes paint them. An art teacher by the name of Teresa Dean had her students help her design and paint one of the ones over at Woodruff Arts Center named the piano we call Carly with a butterfly theme. It's very pretty. And one of my favorite stories is we have a young man named Liam Agans who has been diagnosed with Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. And as part of his therapy, he's about 9 years old, and as part of his therapy, he paints. And he got really excited about painting one of these pianos. So one of our other pianos over at Woodruff Art Center is named Liam after him, this boy who painted the piano as part of his muscular dystrophy therapy.
Why focus on making the pianos permanent?
Just seemed like an interesting variation. We see these, we've seen the exhibits where the pianos come and they go away, and they create such joy. Just seems a shame for them to ever disappear. So we just kind of set that up as our goal, to make a lasting impression on the communities that we serve. It puts us into places, in conversations that we wouldn't normally have. When the pianos stay there long term, they start to create relationships within those communities. I've seen stories posted specifically about a gentleman named Mr. Lester that plays a couple of the pianos around town, and you know, he's commented to passersby that, you know, he just kind of moves from piano to piano, and he starts to form these relationships. And he said in one interview that I saw, he said, you know, until I had these pianos to sit down with, I didn't feel like anybody even knew who I was. But now I have people who walk up and say hi to me and call me by name and sit down and play the piano with me. I've seen another man who carries a songbook around and sits down by a piano with a songbook and teaches people who walk up to sing along as he plays songs. If the pianos are there for a few days or a few weeks and go away, you don't have the opportunity to create this lasting experience in the community. By placing permanent pianos, you create spaces that people start to rely on and make a part of their life.
Jason Brett, thank you very much for telling us about Play Me Again Pianos.
Thank you.